This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I got my afterburners cooking there and was pretty frothing around like a saltwater crocodile. So we're going to try to reset, come back next segment, and really give you bombshell inside insight on Mueller giving birth to new fake investigations ahead of knowing he's about to be axed. And we've got to remove these scrofulous pustules before they metastasize any further. My God, these men need to be indicted immediately. Then we got the Supreme Court picks that are up. I talked to some of the folks I know in D.C. and got their take on where they think the president's going. And so I'm going to debate Roger about some of that. I don't disagree with Roger hating the front runner because he's another dropping of Karl Rove. But there's some calculus that goes into this, so we'll debate that and discuss that and war plan that and war game that. Coming up with Roger Stone as well. Then we'll open the phones up. And I haven't gotten into a bunch of the other news that's just so insane. I mean, it's they caught a woman with a bunch of methamphetamine with two kids smuggling across the border. And the Democrats are protesting saying, don't separate a woman from her kids that's caught with methamphetamine. Like, hey, guys, I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're a citizen, you're not. Your mama robs a bank, your kids aren't with you. You march across a desert and your husband gets killed. We don't even know who you are. We're going to check it out. It's just, the Democrats are unbelievable. And then it reminded me of a report last year we'll get to after Roger leaves, where the Democrats, ICE raided a house full of child sex slaves, and it's been later confirmed, and women being trafficked, but underage girls. They went and protested it, saying, don't, because who do you think runs most of this smuggling? Remember, Obama also defended smugglers that were abusing children and wouldn't release the children. In fact, print me that. I forgot that. I mean, this is incredible. You've got screams of millions of people coming in. Little kids without their parents, you don't know who they are, and then they say, don't even check anything. Don't check them for diseases, nothing. So that's all coming up, but whatever you do, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, StoneColdTruth.com, his website, the censorship. I've got a stack of news here I haven't even gotten to. But we're going to cover it all after Roger goes. Where mainstream news admits that Christian music bands are being banned, saying it's political because they're pro-life. So you can say anything's political. So Facebook's saying, we're going into a zero political policy. You mean conservative Christian nationalist. Now imagine that level of discrimination. So it needs to be addressed and dealt with. And then I've got other articles dealing with it. So it's here. They're making their move in levels I wouldn't imagine. But if you're going to go ahead and censor, why not do it at a maximum level? Because they can say everything is political. So see now, oh, there might have been some Russian bots, which 80% were for Hillary, and that's all part of big campaigns, people going outside campaign finance laws. So now no one can be political because it might be dirty? See, speech is now dirty. This is the left, but only your speech. Only your nationalist speech, only your free market speech, only your Christian speech, only your free market speech. But see, once they get control, they're going to censor the left as well, and they're now starting that. So if Trump's been lacking in anything, it's that he's not come out more with more detailed experts with him in a panel. He just have a series of panels about the censorship, how it's happening with big whiteboards in Congress or whatever. And he needs to have this fireside chat and go through the technicals. Because he can be briefed, it's known what's happening, and the left's even waking up because of the EU censorship that comes over here. Article 13 and 11 are about to become law through their dictatorship. They're about to put it through. So Trump's big failing, I would say, is in that quadrant now. And that's going to be to make that a point for him. Now, Roger Stone will take over the next two segments. That means I'll stick a sock in my mouth because he's got big stuff to cover on Mueller, the Russia Gate investigation, and on the Civil War they're trying to start, and on the SCOTUS pick, and so much more. Newswars.com. You're watching live. Only you go over the censors. Share the links. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Ow! They think you're a goldfish! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you! I don't think you're stupid!
One man, anorexic woman, all genitals were cut off!
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever! I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go. Come on. Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. Against you is coming, and you will burn in hell. Hard to believe it's Friday, July 6, 2018. Roger Stone is here with massive breaking news. I believe some of the biggest news in the whole Russiagate fraud and the attempt to destroy our electoral process and the election of our pro-American president. We'll get into SCOTUS. We'll get into the Democrats openly calling for civil war, violence massively increasing, and then spinning it and saying, no one wants civil war. No, it's just on the cover of the New York Times and USA Today, America now in a civil war. But the military tactic of, I'm not attacking you. Don't run. We are your friends. Found in World War I, the Germans started it, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They'd have loudspeakers in French, in English, in Russian. That was the other Allied side saying, we were stopping. This is not an assault. Lay down your arms. Lay down your arms. Lay down your arms. And they found a certain percentage would say, we don't have to fight. See, they're friends. You're like, we're getting shot at. It's an artillery barrage. They'd have to have officers shooting people with their handguns. Don't run. Don't run from your post. Until they finally got briefings going and explained to everybody, this is BS. So it's a standard military tactic. Kill people. Attack Trump. Kidnap his son. Murder everyone. Kill Congressman Rand Paul. And then you hesitate, and they get you. Just like in Saving Private Ryan, which is a historical fight that happened, but fictionalized into a movie. And he's beating the German soldier, the Nazi soldier. And the guy goes, I give up. Just enough when the guy had the initiative to flip him over and kill him. That's all it is. You're under attack. I'm under attack. They're trying to bring the country down. They're allied with the globalists. This is real. Stop listening to them when they say, we're not attacking you. We don't want martial law. We love America. CNN is not the enemy of the American people. Their actions show you they are. And they say it, but then flip it. The universities are anti-American. The big Hollywood's anti-American. This is the plan. They are your enemies. They are the Quislings. They are the mercenaries. They are the sellouts. All right. Roger, take over the segment the next. You got a lot to break down. Mueller has now given birth to new minions. In the Congress, between him and Rosenstein, and popping out, it's reported, that he's got a whole new flotilla. He thinks his head's about to be chopped off politically. But first, let's get into the big victory. Judge dismisses suit, alleging Trump campaign conspired with Russia to hack the DNC. Roger Stone, vindicated.
Yeah. Alex, I think it's very important that people understand that the left has filed these type of lawsuits against me, against you, against InfoWars, as an effort to bankrupt us, but more importantly, to distract us from the coming fight to save Donald Trump's presidency, where they would rather not have us on the ramparts. In this particular case, the judge, a Clinton appointee, but who did a superb job of cutting through the BS, threw the case out on jurisdictional grounds. And it is true that there is no finding as to their crazy conspiracy theory that Roger Stone and Donald Trump worked with the Russians to hack the DNC and gave the money, the information to InfoWars, to WikiLeaks or Julian Assange or anyone. They presented no evidence at trial to this crazy left-wing deluded narrative that is the centerpiece of their whole theory. The centerpiece of the Intelligence Committee investigation, the centerpiece of the House Intelligence Committee investigation, and it is not proven in this case. They can file it elsewhere, but it's a harassment lawsuit filed by a bunch of Ivy League snots who used to work for Barack Obama in a Barack Obama blessed group. Nonetheless, my lawyers did a great job. It is a total victory. It cost over $250,000 for this important victory.
And I'm not at liberty to talk about some victories we had for strategic reasons, but let me just say good things have been happening with the 20 lawsuits they filed on us. My lawyers have asked me to stop talking about it on air, so I'm not going to. We had several victories this week as well, but those victories themselves cost over $100,000. Total, I don't want to get into everything, but we need to bring in millions of dollars to roundly defeat all these, and then I've got to countersue, which we're doing, every single party in the states that have anti-slapback provisions, or slapback provisions, which will also cost money. And it's not because I want to do that. People have to know, you falsely sue me, when I win, I'm going to sue you to the wall because you assaulted me first with fraud. And so I'm coming after all of you. And I understand that, but that's going to cost a lot of money. If we don't roundly defeat this, then this is a new thing they're going to use to shut everybody down. We are the tip of the spear. We are the canary in the coal mine. We are the front line. That's why we need your prayers and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can go there and donate as well. And, Roger, how do folks donate to you? You can buy your book, Stone's Rules, both your books at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of ways to do it, but how do they support you?
You can go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, make a contribution there. You can go to the InfoWars site now and buy my new book, Stone's Rules. I am current with InfoWarriors who bought the book online, mail it to me or mail me a book, label, and I will mail it back to you at my own expense. I signed over 80 books last night for InfoWarriors. It was my pleasure. So go to the InfoWars site now. You can get it at a nice price.
That's right. Stone's Rules has a 100% rating by Power Reviews and a 4.8. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Is that 4.8 or 4.6 by Power Reviews? 4.6. So that's just unprecedented, and it supports Roger and what he's doing. But quite frankly, selling, 50,000 books, which he hasn't even done yet, is not going to pay for all the attacks. And again, we're not bitching. We're not complaining. Support a local AM/FM affiliate. Support local TV stations. The point is, we don't have George Soros, and we don't have taxpayer money like MSNBC got billions, their parent company, in the banker bailout. It's you. And by the way, we have two new T-shirts that I knew were going to be hits, and we've had massive orders. 3-1 for the Re-Elect 45. They had the Impeach 45 baseball-style Walmart shirt. There was a boycott of Walmart, so they pulled it. I just say sell both up against each other and see what sells best. I'm all for free speech. I say don't deplatform, but whatever. That's Walmart's right. I'm not asking Walmart to carry my shirts. I'm just saying everybody should tell Walmart, carry Re-Elect 45. Why shouldn't the public space be a political space? We're America. But these babies are being printed right here in Texas right now, in Central Texas. And they are going to be on their way out to you. No reviews yet because it hasn't been shipped out yet. And it is $19.95, Re-Elect 45. Now, I personally love the new shirt. That was my idea, but Robert, our great graphics guy, came up with. I thought, I don't want to be like the Wolverine Trump, Wolverine, mean like a Wolverine when Dan Rather said that, like in the Marvel comics or whatever. No. I want more like the werewolf meets Wolverine, and Robert totally got it. It's an amazing Trump shirt. If you're going to wear Trump's face on a shirt, this is the one. It's a red shirt. obviously meaning your red state, mean like a Wolverine, Infowars.com on the right arm on the back. I am the resistance, ladies and gentlemen. So we are very, 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 very proud of mean like a Wolverine. But 3-1, the reelect Trump is selling. And look, I knew when I came out with Hillary for prison shirts, I knew that it would be the campaign shirt. It became the campaign shirt. Trump even talked about it on the phone. He said, no, I think that's the shirt of the campaign. He goes, my God, it was like a third of the people that were there at the RNC had it on. That really shook up the globalists. So I believe this new shirt, Reelect 45, we're going to put one out in navy blue too, but it's summer right now. It's a white shirt only. This Reelect 45, Infowars.com on the back, I am the resistance. I believe it is the shirt of 2018, and if you all order it and start wearing it, it will send shockwaves. Take photos of it, put it out on Twitter, Facebook, put it on your own website, email it around to friends and family, get a chain reaction going, stand up to the bullies and say, we're going to speak out.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let me tell you, the Democratic Party and their operatives are using intelligence agency techniques that you use to bring down foreign governments to try to harass anybody in Trump's orbit. But they don't understand. It's only making us work harder, and it's backfiring. I want to talk some about that with you in the next segment, Roger, and then I'm going to let you go because you're a busy man. But you have been totally vindicated, and people just joined us. Recap that for 1 minute and then get into this huge Mueller news that only you can break down, I think, from the heart of the matter, how big this is and what this signifies, that he's now having babies and metastasizing with the deep state U.S. attorneys. What does that signify?
Well, Alex, just to recap, you're absolutely right. Our critics who are conducting lawfare against us in these harassment lawsuits showed their hand and proved yet again that they have no evidence of Russian collusion, collaboration with WikiLeaks, John Podesta's email, or any of that left-wing nonsense. It is very telling, though, that a story in the New York Times about Rod Rosenstein on page one, roughly a week ago, told you the inside story. When Rosenstein wrote his memo to his client, President Trump, advocating and telling him how to fire James Comey, he didn't expect that document to be public. When it became public, Comey was exposed in front of his deep state buddies. According to the New York Times, he was despondent. He was hysterical. He was angry. And he obviously decided to square it up by appointing Robert Mueller as a special counsel to investigate the man he was angry with, Donald Trump. Now, it's significant that Mueller, interviewed for the job of both FBI director and attorney general, was turned down for both positions, thus his own motive. Plus, he was well aware of his own culpability in the Uranium One matter, and other vulnerabilities in his public record. Now what's happened, Alex, is fearing that he may be terminated, he's expanding his probe, taking on more U.S. attorneys so that he can hand off these fabricated, manufactured crimes to guarantee their prosecution, even if he is legally decapitated.
Just like he handed it off, we now learn, a year ago, illegally surveilling not just Trump, his lawyer, denying it the whole time. Now handing that off to the New York Democrat operatives there. And so what does it signify now that Trump's former lawyer has gone on national TV and said, you know, I'll do what's right for the country. I'm not going to take a bullet for Trump now. And him now hiring Bill Clinton's former lawyer, does that signal that Trump's lawyer is getting ready to roll?
Lanny Davis is a nice enough fellow. Lanny Davis is a good guy to meet in the green room, and he's not a bad talking head. If I were looking at many years in prison, I would not be hiring Lanny Davis as my attorney. This is about money, Alex, because Michael Cohen is looking at about $5 million in legal fees, and the Trump fund for former staffers and the Trump family do not seem inclined to help him in any way. So my guess is that Mr. Davis's representation is at a bargain basement price. And maybe we're going to find out what, if anything, Michael Cohen really knows.
Well, I mean, Davis even sounds like a double agent in the news. I mean, he's like, oh, my client might be guilty, might not. But, I mean, it sounds like he's throwing him under the bus day one.
Well, he's a longtime apologist for Bill and Hillary Clinton. He is a multi-times failed congressional candidate in the Washington suburbs. He's a reliable left-wing talking head if you want somebody to gloss over Bill's rapes or Hillary's crimes. But he's not the man I would hire in a serious legal matter. These lawyers are extraordinarily expensive, as you know, between the House and the Senate inquiries, lawsuits like the one we just won by having it dismissed, and the intrusive Mueller investigation. Alex, my legal fees will hit $500,000. I know yours are going to be many times more than that because of the frivolous harassment lawsuits filed against you and InfoWars. This is a tactic of the globalist left.
That's right.
And smear our names.
Speaking of court, obviously Trump told Napolitano, you'd be my second choice, but now we think he's a little too old. Maybe make him attorney general. That's what's been said at the highest level. Now we're looking at these three picks they've got. Trump narrows list for Supreme Court pick, but you're saying that there's also a senator that he just called that might be the wild card or the dark horse. But Trump narrows list for Supreme Court pick with focus on Kavanaugh and Kethledge. There's also Amy Barrett. And so out of all those three, I look at Kavanaugh with embraces and a minion of Karl Rove and being involved with the Clintons and the Vince Foster matter and his neocon heritage and his never Trump connections. I mean, this looks like a Bush dingleberry that fell very close to turd blossom.
This is very disturbing because I think he's another suitor. I think he's another John Roberts. You remember them. Those are the conservatives the Bushes put on the Supreme Court who immediately joined the liberal bloc. Kavanaugh's role in bullying, intimidating, surveilling witnesses who could disprove some of the facts regarding Vince Foster's death is deeply concerning. This guy played cleanup for the Clintons in the Vince Foster matter. He is a Bush loyalist. I really pray the president does not go there.
Sure, but what about the argument that he's at least for pro-borders? So if you're not for borders, you're not for a country. They're saying the other guy, Kethledge, is a pro-open border guy, and that the lady's, quote, too dangerous. Why is she too dangerous?
Well, I think very highly of her, but she's very devout Roman Catholic, and she has written things that would allow the left to try to make this a litmus test about abortion. Above all, the president needs a quick win. That's why I suggest...
No, that's right. Before the midterms, in case they win, which we hope doesn't happen, we don't think it's going to happen, absolutely, we need to get somebody in there.
Well, and we want somebody in the mold of his previous. I think he is closest to Gorsuch in terms of his temperament and his record. I have not looked him up on immigration issues. What you tell me is news to me. I like
what I'm told is from high-level White House sources. That's their view of this.
I like Amy Barrett, but I question whether she can be confirmed. I think Kavanaugh is a stooge for the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate. And Senator Mike Lee, who would almost certainly win Senate confirmation quickly, I think could be a dark horse. Now, I don't also agree with Lee on everything, but I fundamentally believe he is a more libertarian member of the court. I feel strongly the conservative bloc of the court needs a libertarian anchor for better balance.
Well, I'm not scared of a conservative Catholic, and her record's pretty good. And you know what? We are against abortion as a country, and I get you're more libertarian, and so am I. But I just like the woman aspect, too. She's good-looking. She's got a good record. She'd be there 30, 40 years. We put some dude in there, he'd be dead in 10 years.
I would certainly support, if that's who the president picks, trust me, that's who I will be for. I think Kavanaugh is the real danger here. He is a Bush Trojan horse. I hope the president will realize that.
No, I get what you're saying. Even though his record's not that bad, his political record of who's affiliated with, and we know their mode, put somebody in, then they flip. Let's talk about how they're trying to launch basically civil war in this country, and at what point do we say it's a civil war, and we've got a key compilation of their threats coming up.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, it's critical when you're in a psychological warfare operation facing what they call black propaganda, nothing to do with black people, but meaning deception, that you counter it with the truth. And there's three types of propaganda, white, gray, and black, if you go with that classic analysis of it. And the Democrats go with the darkest form of it, where you never respect your adversary. You don't want a level playing field. You say everywhere, we're going to have revolution, attack Republicans, kill them, rise up, kidnap their children, burn down their buildings, and it all happens. Shoot congressmen, try to kill Rand Paul, on and on and on. Tell Alan Dershowitz at a dinner party this weekend, we're going to stab you through the heart, get out of here. Rob Reiner, we're in a revolution, we're in a civil war. And then when we go, okay, well, we see this as a demarcation line. I see July 4th is when they're going to escalate things. They're saying they are. And they go, oh, Jones is crazy. He's making up there's a civil war and Robert E. Lee is going to come back from the dead, thinking their viewers and readers are so dumb that we mean the civil war, the last one that happened, and not the current one. USA Today said last week, we're now in a civil war. I'm saying, are we really? Is it going from a soft civil war to a more intensified one, and when does it ratchet up? I said right now, July 4th, I see it ratcheting up into the summer. Rob Dude put together a compilation with some of the crew just of some of the threats the last few weeks. But it's this military tactic of, there it is, USA Today. We're in a civil war. It's already begun. But then I go, oh, look, you agree with that? I kind of do. I said last week, I think July 4th signifies a demarcation line of, is it the peak of the summer rage? No, but I see it as the ramping up. Because they're saying it's their plan. We saw incredible attacks. I'll play it next segment. Incredible attacks. This weekend, people being attacked, stabbed, drugged behind cars, beaten up, coffee poured in their heads, calls for murder, calls for uprising. And then there were hundreds of articles July 3rd, hundreds July 4th, and then hundreds yesterday. Because I can go to Google and type in Alex Jones Civil War and see how many there were. You Washington Post, you name it, saying Jones is insane. Democrats don't want violence. He just says that armies are going to line up and the Southern Army will rise again. And they have all these photos all over the news and hundreds of publications of men with big beards and like Civil War reenactments. Like I'm saying a civil war is going to happen like the last one. The propaganda is amazing. They go, oh, look at the history of Jones saying there's going to be a civil war. Yeah, the last couple of years, they're calling for it. I said they're ratcheting it up. It proves I'm right. It proves I know what I'm talking about. Here's a still shot of my collar popping up. Maybe look down. So they take a thing where I predict everything, show their own admissions. Everything I said is coming true. I'm trying to stop it. They use that I'm right, to then say that I'm wrong. And they had all these Hollywood producers and so-called movie stars all make this big joke. But guess what? The video got 4 million views. 4 million, if you look at the... So, Roger, what do you call this tactic where they do this? Because you're under attack, we're getting sued, we're getting threatened, everywhere. And then they say, no one's calling for violence, we just want to, you know, kidnap Barron and rape it.
Yeah, I don't think people can really understand unless you experience it yourself. As I was talking to Tucker Carlson about this the other day, he can no longer go out in public by himself. I can't. I can't travel across the country without security, without bodyguards. I've had to put in security at my home. If I drive to the corner drugstore by myself, the odds are overwhelming that some libtard is going to want to get it on in the parking lot. The threat level has grown exponentially. The hysteria surrounding anyone who speaks out for the country or for this president. It is a dangerous, dangerous time. The reason they are so hysterical, the reason why they are moving to violence is because they're losing. We have a soaring economy. We have increasing world peace. We have a greater job market. It's driving them insane. They have to remove Trump, and violence is the only way left to do it. I predicted that they would float the 25th Amendment stratagem. Brennan and Clapper did that last week. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Now they're moving to the next phase, which is physical attacks on people they disagree with. Attacks on the streets, attacks on your home, attacks on your family. It is where we are headed. We are not the ones fomenting violence. We are not the ones advocating civil war. But we will defend ourselves. We will not be patsies. We will not bend over. We are not going to start this, but we are going to finish it.
I agree. We have a gentleman joining us next hour that was there where a few weeks ago. They beat up dozens of men, women, and children. And the local media said it was good, who tried to have a conservative rally in Portland. So a couple hundred patriots showed up to have a rally last weekend. And when just a few men fought back, the Antifa ran in fear. So I don't know what the Democrats think they're doing, because even polls show the abolish ICE thing, release women caught with, you know, three kids and 14 pounds of methamphetamine, release child molesters if they happen to be illegal aliens. The Democrats are openly calling for this. How do they think that's a winning strategy? This is insanity.
Well, it's interesting. One columnist in Portland blamed the fact that they had these insurrections on the fact that I spoke out there several months ago. That's the level of insanity. By the way, breaking news here, Senator Rand Paul has announced that he has reservations and may not vote for Judge Brett Kavanaugh if he is the president's nominee. We'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, why do the Democrats hate Paul, who's like a super libertarian, super smart, super informed, and really brings balance to Trump, and I admire him. But he's actually anti-war. He's a libertarian. He actually agrees with some of the stuff the Democrats did back when they weren't pure evil. So why do they particularly have a hit out on him, shooting at him, breaking six ribs, puncturing stuff, people trying to kill him constantly? Why is he such the target?
Because his politics is the politics of the future. His is the politics that fuses economic and fiscal conservatism with a strong national defense, but not an adventurism abroad, and a deep commitment to civil liberties. If the Republican Party can grab that message and yoke it with economic growth, you have the making of a new permanent majority coalition of the United States. Rand Paul's politics are the politics of the future. He's pro-marijuana for medicinal purposes. He is a pro-gold.
We see Trump more and more adopting what Rand's doing and ignoring the neocons. This is good news.
Well, and look, his coming out against Kavanaugh is significant because Trump needs every Republican, or if he loses...
That's right. If he loses one senator, he loses. So this is... why do you think Paul's against Kavanaugh? Because he's a war hawk?
He's very upset with Kavanaugh's views on civil liberties issues and the executive power of the presidency.
Thank God for Rand Paul. No wonder they want him dead, man.
A truly great patriot, and who I think has been a real helpmate to President Trump. I'm really glad that Senator Paul and the president repaired their relationship. It was good, then it was ruptured. Now I believe it's very good. I know the president thinks very highly of Senator
Paul. Well, I'm not bragging, but behind the scenes, I made some phone calls and everything, and I mean, a lot of people did, and I said, just stop it. Go play golf and stop it. Because I told Paul, you're only hurting yourself with all the stuff that happened. You're going to get reelected if you get, you know, at least behind Trump. And then if you're close to Trump, you can advise him. He'll listen to you. He's not going to listen if you're at a far. And I think that was good advice, don't you?
I think you've given him excellent advice, and I'm glad to hear that you helped make this marriage. Meanwhile, the left is just continuing in their apoplexy. It's very hard to fathom when you turn on the television. A deal in Korea that if Barack Obama had done would be called brilliant. Now, because Donald Trump is trying to do it, is risky.
Meanwhile, and they're trying to sabotage it.
They definitely are. Meanwhile, Pompeo is over there saying, no, denuclearization means denuclearization. That's what this is about. You don't get the money, you don't get anything.
Yeah, we're holding the feet to the fire. In like the old deals with Obama and the Clintons, this is a real deal. So we should be glad it's not a failure. It's holding feet to fire. It's really trying to do a real deal for security and peace. Planetary victory. Roger Stone, thank you so much, my friend.
Back at the War Room in just a few hours.
That's right, 3 o'clock Central. Coming up, we got the compilation of the Democrats calling for civil war, death, murder, and then saying, I'm insane, it doesn't exist.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, this is like a 7.5 minute compilation that our crew put together, and we had to cut it down from like 20 minutes of people calling for beating up Trump supporters. They're all evil, attack people, kidnap Barron Trump, rape him. And this July 4th, so many attacks across the country, we can't even keep track of them. And then they go, Jones is crazy. No one's calling for civil war, even though USA Today says civil war now in America. They just don't want me pointing out it's the Democrats that are doing it. So they want a hot war because they can't win politically. So here is a breakdown video of all of this. Then we have a gentleman who was there in Portland last weekend when the vicious Antifa, who just a few weeks ago attacked a bunch of men, women, and children who went out to a pro-America rally. Well, the folks came to this prayer vigil, and they fought back. We got one of the guys that laid out one of these scumbag thugs that was trying to kill him with a big old metal club. That's a deadly weapon coming up. And then your phone calls. He's going to be joining us next hour. But right now, let's go to this compilation, which we're also going to upload to Infowars.com the next hour. Here it is.
And it goes on and on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win.
And so how are you guys planning to disrupt them throughout the day?
Starting with everything from checkpoint blockades to traffic blockades, the plan is to make the entire inauguration a total cluster.
Nobody's really supposed to know about me. So the Chicago protest, when they shut all that was us. It was more him than me, but none of this is supposed to come back to us because we want it coming from people. We don't want it to come from the party.
Yesterday he was a monster, a racist, a misogynist, and today, well, he's our president. We must give him a chance. We're not giving him a chance.
Right.
You have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants.
God, they're so scared that we turn the economy around. God, they're freaking out.
Waking up at their house. He's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep.
Can't get black folks off paying jobs. They won't be on your plantation.
How does he sleep at night? How does he sleep at night?
While they're yelling it.
Party lines and fears over immigration have raised concerns for the ultimate fate of the U.S. Almost a third of Americans polled said they thought a second civil war was possible.
But at a party this week on Martha's Vineyard, a woman said, if Dershowitz were here tonight, I'd stab him through the heart. This is a Martha's Vineyard woman.
Furthermore, the same poll indicated that roughly 60% of Americans believe that backlash to Donald Trump's policies could turn violent. The debate surrounding Trump's immigration policies and the media fuming over it, the gun control debate, and the White House and the intelligence community not getting along, that has been quite explosive at times.
There's a civil war between American patriots and globalists who've sold out the country in the deep state. That's happening. Now mainstream media is calling for violence and trying to push civil insurrection, and they've been caught doing it. So they're trying to launch a civil war. You can debate whether it's one or not. It's clearly a soft civil war. But you watch these newscasts, remember, they're saying that I just made up the fact that they're trying to start a civil war in hundreds of articles the last couple days. That's how stupid they think you are. Continue.
Good says a man he doesn't know pulled up to his house and told him he needed to take down this flag in his front yard. Good says when he told him no, the man punched him.
Right in the face. In fact, he kind of used like a claw method.
Good says instinctively he tried to hit him back, but got his arm stuck in the man's car as he sped off.
This is where it happened.
Good says he was dragged about 40 feet.
For the president. You ain't supporting
hey, pause again. Back that up. You're at Whataburger, Texas hamburger chain. Been there since I was 2 years old. And a dude walks over, grabs your MAGA hat. I'm doing this for radio listeners that didn't see it. And then throws your iced tea in your face. I mean, I've already put up with it, and I felt like a coward. But I wanted to show that they're the aggressor, and that I can sit there and take it, trying to be Christ-like. But it's what they do. They've done it to a bunch of Fox News hosts, you name it. They throw your drink on you, or they take your hamburger and start eating it. And this started happening about 2 years ago to me. And it's there. But you look at how dumb they are. They all look like they got like 75 IQs. And you just go, my God, that's a zombie. And you actually kind of feel sorry for them. But at the same time, they're trying to escalate it to something even worse. Continue.
For the president. You ain't supporting
That plan is a campaign to make America white again.
And I finally, comrades, I believe with all my heart and soul that this is the party that will lead the revolution to take the White House down, that will make the United States of America a socialist country. The young people in this room will see
like Venezuela.
It. Young people in this
room. You notice all these people look mentally retarded.
For Daily Caller.
I have
you
right
work for the other side. You
right
work for the other side. While they round up your Latina brothers and sisters, you
round them up.
You take their money. You are the racists.
When they're bringing around 14 pounds of meth.
HSI is not welcome. I don't support what they do. I think it's a blasphemy.
We're really calling on the community to say that this is not okay, that we're going to fight back. We're not going to let people just disappear like this.
Again, Oakland Police Department confirming this had to do with a federal criminal search warrant that had to do with human sex trafficking of juveniles. That's really the information that we have been just
Hit pause again, yeah. I've got a house full of 13-year-old girls being sold to sex slavery. I've got a stack of news on today. You got people out doing witchcraft outside to stop them from being disappeared, as if we disappear anybody. Meanwhile, it's hundreds of thousands disappeared coming through Mexico to get here. But, oh, we don't humanize them. Robert Rodriguez doesn't do that in his movies. Again, he has Don Johnson as a redneck shooting Mexican women in the stomach. I'm going to kill your baby. Totally fake. Robert Rodriguez won't do jack squat to stop the Mexican mafia because he's on their payroll. Let's continue.
We have been we just received moments ago.
Something like, is your nickname herpes? Because you're not necessarily the most dangerous person in the administration, but you're very unpleasant, totally incurable, and you always show up when we're about to get
If you vote for Trump, then you, the voter, you, not Donald Trump, are standing at the border like Nazis, go, you here. And I think we now have to flip it. And it's a given, the evilness of Donald Trump.
This is becoming an authoritarian state, and we need a grassroots effort today. Right. Build up the tension. We have to turn this into a three-day story. And what I want people to do is to commit, just like I will, that we would go to Washington, D.C. if such a crazy, insane act occurred, and we would lay down in front of the tanks.
Well, I'll join a million other people surrounding the United States Capitol. I will stand. I will put my...
They do it. We're going, man.
Let me tell you something. This judge goes through for the rest of at least, well, all of our lives. It's a right
no, no.
Court. That's it. It's over.
Combined with the White House and the Congress.
Well, yeah, yes. Well, so yes. And if this is the last American president.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
Other white women.
One way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy, so please bring on the recession.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
There are politicians who are irresponsibly calling for the harassment of anybody who feels different, who thinks differently than they do. So they're calling for violence. And what this is going to lead to is so there's going to be some casualties in that. And it's the beginning of a civil war between Americans.
We'll be back. When American Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Are telling
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.